Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm gonna take myself to an old folks' home. I'm gonna buy my time some more. I'm gonna take myself to an old folks' home. I'm gonna buy my time some more.
I had a second heart attack, got pains in my back. It's time for me to slack, hanging low with my nuts. Wheelchair for a horse, I'm out the labor force. On Tuesdays they serve borscht, my home is on the golf course.
Can't nobody tell me nothing, I'm not hearing nothing. I'm not hearing nothing, I don't have my hearing aid on.
I'm a grandpa breaking batter, oops I spilled my bladder. Tell the nurse to come and change me, you can go and ask her. I slept right through a movie, felt like I was roofied. When the CNA walks by me, she lets me grab her booty.
Can't nobody tell me nothing, I'm not hearing nothing. I'm not hearing nothing.
What?
I don't have my hearing aid on.
I'm gonna take myself to an old folks home. I'm gonna buy my time some more. I'm gonna take myself to an old folks home. I'm gonna buy my time some more.
Black socks, sandals, arthritis, rock star. Spent a little money, VFW, local bar.
My buddy's got a walker and he's lost in the wrong hall. Early bird special and my mama wants to take it all.
I got ear hair and I will pass gas. If you don't like it much, kiss my old wrinkled ass.
I'm gonna take myself to an old folks home. I'm gonna buy my time some more. I'm gonna take myself to an old folks home. I'm gonna buy my time some more.
Where's my pudding?
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. We'll stand up for you. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. All right, we're back. I am your host. And I'm their co-host, Mac James, Esther Line, and this is my co-host, Robin Savage. Robin, the Macho Woman Savage, say hello.
Hey, everyone. It's great to be back. I know I missed last week, but it's awesome to be back in the studios.
And that song we just heard was by our Stand Up for News field reporter. Welcome back, Ace Williams.
Hey.
You've been out on the field, and now you're back to stand up for some news?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. And then we have our special guest today, stand-up comedian in Tampa Bay area, Marty Rinkemeyer. Martin Rinkemeyer.
What's
say
up?
Hello.
Hello. How are y'all doing tonight?
Did that intro confuse you with the harmonicas? Chris used to play guitar, Christopher Wright, the artist known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. He'd come in, he'd play our intro song live, and now he's not here, and I know it'd be like we could record it and play it, but it's more fun to try using different...
Doing it live. Yeah. We need congos. We could be playing drums.
Ah, it's a great idea. I need the instruments that take zero talent. Zero talent instruments. Triangles. We could all do this.
I'll bring my talking drum.
Stand Up for News. Clap, clap.
I'm pretty good with a recorder.
Well, let's start out with finding out about our guest. Tell us about yourself. When did you start doing stand-up comedy, Martin?
I started doing stand-up comedy down in Sarasota.
When was that?
About a year and a half ago.
You're a year and a half in.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Where's your favorite place to do stand-up comedy at?
A Lucky Lizard.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Really?
I love that place, man.
That's your favorite place to do stand-up comedy?
Yes, that is my favorite
Coconuts.
Spot.
I met you at Coconuts.
Well,
Coconuts, every mic you performed, what was your favorite?
I really do like doing the Monday night Lucky Lizard just because the crowd there is really
I appreciate
great.
Hearing that.
Lucky Lizard, that's my wife's pet name for me.
My pet name's Unlucky Lizard for mine.
Unlucky
he never
Lizard.
Gets lucky. The Lucky Lizard is on Madeira Beach, and it's called the Lucky Lizard Tap House. And we do a show there every Monday for about 2 months now.
I will be there every Monday.
It's just a comedy show with an open mic to follow the feature guy. We get a feature and a good host to perform and make everybody laugh, and it's been rolling pretty well. It's on Madeira Beach by the Daiquiri Shack. I don't have the address in front of me, so but you can just Google Daiquiri Shack. You can, because we're going to be doing a show there, hopefully. The Orlando Invasion. You want to be a part of the Orlando Invasion, I hear.
I do.
That's,
I do.
You got a rep, dog.
I heard they have some savages, and I kind of want to come crazy for them.
I've got 14 Orlando comedians invading Tampa Bay. They're coming to 4 to 5. We definitely have 5 if we want 5 mics, but at least 4 mics, and they're going to go to each one like a pub crawl, a comedy crawl. So, yeah, address there. It's 14995. Gulf Boulevard, Madeira Beach, Florida, 33708. And that is the Lucky Lizard every Monday at 8. We have our comedy show sign-up list. If you want to sign up, is 7. Or you can hit any of us up on social media. So, Ace, I was going to ask you if you wanted to be a part of the Orlando Invasion and defend our turf against the invading Orlando comedians. And Robin's going to be hosting one of the rooms.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Oh, you guys got what it takes, because I got some big shots coming from over there. I went through a lot of videos and picked the hard hitters. We were just going to do like 6 to 8, but now it's 14 comedians are coming to rough us up and see who's got the funnier sets, basically.
Nobody's scared of their Mickey Mouse jokes.
They got the Disney jokes rolling over there, I bet. They got inside scoop on those.
I heard they're kind of goofy.
What made you want to start doing comedy, Martin?
Hi, that is a really, really crazy question.
I got answers for mine. If you ask me, I'll tell you. It was Norm MacDonald when I was little.
It's something I've always wanted to do, and I said I was going to try it, and I did, and it kind of started working out good, and it has been so much fun.
Why did you
want to
try it,
though,
is my question.
I love getting in front of a crowd and making them go, man. That's there's something pretty exciting about that.
What's up?
Nothing.
Well, people are pointing.
I thought my microphone
at each other.
Was off.
Where are we pointing at?
Ace was making faces and the phone's
I'm just goofing around.
Faces.
Yeah, once you get on stage, and I think the three of you will agree with me.
Silent
comment. It's better than any drunk you've ever had. It's better than any smoke you've ever had. It's better than any drug you've ever had.
Oh, the comedy
it's
ride?
It's better than sex. Good. When you're on stage and you're in charge of the crowd and everybody's loving you, it's a...
Smoking cocaine while on acid.
I've done all those things on stage. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah,
it's still it cancels them all out when you're on a roll. It's out of body. I have out of body experiences, and I'm watching myself from up here to my right. It's always up here looking down.
Always on the right side.
When I'm doing good, when I'm doing bad, then it's like this weird sinking thing.
Oh, we're doing it.
And I'm trying to hold myself up like my legs are. I can't feel them. What happened?
You just gotta run.
What was the first mic you ever did?
McCurdy's.
McCurdy's was down there. I haven't been to that one yet. Still,
that is a very one of my favorite open mics. Also, it's a little hard to get on the list there. They're booked up about a month and a half, but great crowd there. Awesome place. Love it.
Well, you understand.
Shout out McCurdy's.
Yeah, shout out McCurdy's. I'm going to come soon, but it's every job I ever work. I work at night bartending. I'm a celebrity bartender, and I'm always working that night on Thursdays, or I'm here now since we started doing this. It was one of the two.
How come you never gave me your autograph, bro?
Do you want it?
Yeah, I want your autograph, dude.
I got to give you a card with it on it. I write a joke on the back of my new business cards and hand them to people.
That's smart.
Just silly. Okay, so do you understand the concept of standing for news? I hate the news. Do you like the news?
No, I hate it.
I don't like watching it. When I'm watching it, it's like, that's not funny. And that's why I decided the news needs someone to stand up for it. Because me and Scott Patrick, actually, and Christopher Wright started a year ago. The news can't stand up for itself, you know?
No.
Because it was born without any legs, and it's in a wheelchair all the time. And what if somebody tries to shake the news down for lunch money? They call me.
And
they call us and Robin and you guys at Stand Up For News, and we go beat up the bully or whatever. And that's not hate speech. I'm just saying, I don't like bullies. We'll protect the news. We will stand up for it the way it needs to be heard. So I brought some news to stand up for, you know. Standing up for the news is so important to me, you know, that my wife thinks it's consuming my life. She's like, when are you going to stand up for your son, you know? When are you going to stand up for me? When are you going to stand up for our relationship? I'm like, I'm doing this for you, you know? Anyway, are you ready to stand up for news, guys?
Yeah.
All right. Joseph Salek breaks the Guinness Book of World Records for holding the plank position for 9 hours, 38 minutes, 47 seconds, beating the old record, 7 minutes, 46 seconds, by 7 minutes and 46 seconds. Yeah, the real winner here is Joseph's wife. Back to Robin.
Senator Ted Cruz opened a Senate investigation alleging that Anheuser-Busch markets Bud Light to underage consumers in its ads featuring transgender influencer Dylan Mulroney.
Mulvaney.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't read my own writing. Cruz commented, we need to go back to the days.
I can't read at all.
Senator Ted Cruz commented, we need to go back to the days when cartoon frogs and cute dogs like Spuds McKenzie were used to sell beer. Mm-hmm. Those things don't appeal to children, right?
Right. Exactly. Doggies selling beer. Spuds. Okay. All right. I got one for you. 2023 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland has filled us with lots of uplifting predictions, like how companies will soon decode our very own brainwaves. The latest, ow, my head, try new Diet Coke, try new Diet Coke, try new Diet Coke, try new Diet Coke.
I swear to God, that's real already. I'll think something, and it's all of a sudden in my front of my face all of a sudden now. It's crazy. So, back to Martin, over to you.
Well, today is May 25th, and that annually marks National Missing Children's Day. And in recognition of that, the National Missing Children's Clearinghouse report was published, and 96% of all missing children were found this year, in 2022, marking third year in a row where that number has increased. That just happens to coincide with the shutting down of Epstein's Island.
Coincidence. The IRS commission denies to retaliate against the whistleblower connected to Hunter Biden complaint. Oh, thank God. Now I can do this. Got it?
Yeah,
didn't we all... you guys had whistleblower jokes too, right? Over to you, Robin.
Rapper Fetty Wap was sentenced to 6 years in prison for drug trafficking. Who knew that the name Fetty was actually short for fentanyl?
Fetty.
On Friday, a brief clip went viral that appeared showing Pudding Fingers DeSantis doing another weird thing with his hands. It finds giving his nose a big wipe and then immediately using that hand to pat a supporter on his shoulder who is in a wheelchair. Not only he is running for president, but his nose is running too.
No.
He's a snotsy.
That's not right.
I saw that video. That was nasty. On May 21st this past week, the Florida NCAAP again issues another travel advisor for African Americans. Florida has become hostile, a hostile state to black Americans, they stated. Funny, I always thought that Florida was a doggy style state. You know what I'm saying?
That's rough.
Rough.
I love dogs. A lot.
Okay. Last weekend in Texas, an annual Jeep gathering led to 230 arrests, including public drunkenness and disorderly conduct. Meanwhile, a group of Kia owners gathered and pretended not to know each other. So they're not as rowdy as Kia owners.
Kia. Okay.
Kia.
All right. In Tampa, Tampa International Airport has been ranked the fourth angriest airport in America, according to Forbes Advisory Report. A TIA spokesman said, hey, I would know we're only fourth, but we're working on it.
We will be the angriest.
Sometimes we do a prank on our guests. So I always hand my guest a card. And if you don't read the card and you say, oh, I don't think it's funny, then you don't come back on our show, first of all.
Oh, so you're going to give me the least funny card on
purpose. This is a very funny thing. All right, ready?
Okay.
Go ahead and try to read that.
last week.
My handwritten.
A Mr. Stone was arrested for child abuse when he beat a 5-year-old boy with punches, kicks, and a mop handle. Child went to the car as Stone escaped on an ATV.
No, he went to the ER. The child went to the ER.
The child went to the ER.
Yeah, he beat the shit.
As Stone escaped on an ATV, he mopped the floor with that kid. Kid cleaned his clock and did his chores at the same time. Oh, man.
Good job, Martin.
Your handwriting is flawless.
Thank you. Yeah, I chicken scratched it. This show has been brought to you by Mystery Airheads. Have you ever tried those?
No.
They're like Airheads, but they're Mystery Airheads. They're like the glory holes of candy. You never know what you're going to get, but they always taste good. For some reason, when you open the package, it's always white. It's a true thing. You ever have them? None of you guys have had Mystery... Matt, have you had Mystery Airheads before? You've not?
No, Matt hasn't even
had them. Okay, well, you've had Airheads, right, guys? Well, yeah. All right, everybody's had Airheads. They're Mystery Airheads.
Okay.
All right.
They're married to one.
Yeah, they're the thing, like I said.
No color, but all flavor.
Okay. Target is removing some LGBTQ merchandise from its stores after backlash from some customers. One item that was shelved was a tuck-friendly woman's swimsuit that allowed trans women to conceal their private parts. On a personal note, there may be some women that were planning on smuggling snacks into a public pool. I guess you ruined that summertime goal for me. Thanks, Target.
And now a word from another sponsor. Men, is your love life missing in action? Are you having intimacy troubles with your little soldier? Does your rifle fail to pass inspection? Has your libido gone AWOL? Good news! There's help on the way, and that's the cavalry is coming with Colonel Longnut's Viagra, a new and powerful treatment for all branches of the military. VA doctors have been working on this formula for years, so you know it's effective. They've extracted the oil from hardwood trees like oak and walnut and synthesized them into an emollient with the sweat from John Wayne and the tears from Clint Eastwood. Supplies are limited. Yes, your days of FUBAR will be over. Just rub a few drops of Colonel Longnut's Viagra oil into the affected area 3 to 4 times a day, and soon you'll be ready to fire your trouser pistol. It will literally be standing at attention. Yes, that's Colonel Longnut's Viagra. VA and doctor approved for prescription only. Warning, side effects may include genital discomfort, swollen penis, swollen hands, swollen uvula, uncontrollable grinning, and the urge to expose yourself in public. Supplies are limited, so call now at 1-800-VIAGRA or visit viagra.com. It's guaranteed, so get ready to take your military personnel out of retirement, back into commission, and ready to perform on the front line.
All right.
Does Mr. Savage get any of that? No, he's supposed to be supporting. That's like a $200 ad right there, you guys.
I didn't say he's not military.
Let's get free samples.
I got one for you. This happened today. This is breaking today news 4 hours ago. Here you go, Martin. Have fun with that one, bud.
Today, an Orlando drag show restaurant files a suit against Ron DeSantis and the state of Florida. Trust me, guys. They said that suit looks fabulous.
He kind of said, that suit looks fabulous.
That suit looks fabulous.
That's why I gave him that one. Up top.
Oh, shit. Just a phone. Just a phone. He can stay on the ground. We stop it.
Texas woman was shot by her boyfriend over her secretly getting an abortion last week in Texas, I guess. He should be buying her shots, not delivering her shots. Shots for not delivering, basically. Shots for tots.
Shots for tots.
So he delivered 2 shots.
Yeah.
He probably took a few before he did that. It's a psychopath.
There's a lot of shots involved in that
maniac
story. A Kentucky man is in jail after authorities say he shot his roommate in the rear end for eating the last Hot Pocket in the house. When police questioned the roommate for a statement, he said, "I got shot in the buttocks."
A bipartisan coalition of 48 state attorneys generals plus the D.C. attorney general sued Avid Telecom on Tuesday, alleging the company is responsible for billions of illegal spam calls, including calls to the phone numbers on the Do Not Call registry. Now, in a related story, there's a report of a new phone scam that tries to lure victims to think they can collect money from the phone scam lawsuit.
Yes, the U.S. Attorney Generals are cracking down on these spam calls, saying they're a nuance or nuisance, unless, of course, it's an election year and the calls are for the candidates.
Oh, man. All right, Martin.
What have you got?
I don't know if I should... This show is brought to you by Wawa. Wawa, the place where people with speech impediments love to get their gas. That way they don't have to tell their buddies out in the car, we get our gas from Shell. I can tell this joke because I have a problem with a speech impediment, obviously you can tell. Usually just during when I'm talking, though. And what if they're inside of Wawa and they want to get a tasty snack? Well, our show is also brought to you by Ho-Ho's. Because that way they don't have to tell their buddies out in the car that they got a Twinkie, you know? And what if they're in there and they got to go to the restroom, you know? And they just go in the bathroom. They go out in the car and they tell their buddy, sorry, I was in Wawa. They're getting a ho-ho. I had to go pee-pee. Instead of saying I had to urinate. Yeah, we're brought to you by Wah-Wah. 2 days ago. I don't want to tell you that one. All right, go ahead. Back to you, Robin.
Tina Turner died yesterday at the age of 83.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. That was really sad. Octogenarians worldwide are wearing high heels and fishnet stockings in her honor. Now, a spokesperson for Miss Turner outlined her declining health in recent years. They said, you know, things were going so well. She took a good job in the city, but sadly, she started working for the man every night and day, and... That just was the end of it.
Oh, man. You making jokes about her. She's probably Tina Turnering in her grave.
She is.
Here's one from Clearwater, Florida, right here. Refreshing or relaxing? Either way, the Gulf of Mexico water temperature at Clearwater Beach hit 90 degrees for the first time this year, Monday afternoon. Data shows the mercury crossed the 90-degree threshold just before 5:30 p.m. and climbed just a tad higher through the sunset. Marine biologists have analyzed the ocean water and found that it has an alarming rise in the amount of fish sweat.
Good luck with that one, Martin. Have fun with that card.
Two young boys drowned last night. Two young boys drowned last week.
What's
who weren't the type to go play by the river. The uncle said, and also they didn't know how to swim. He said we don't understand what happened.
That's what he said.
The uncle in charge.
They don't know how to swim. We don't understand what happened.
The uncle that's been charged that day is also, he is in very deep water.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
A warrant was issued for a Christian radio host from the 2000s. I don't want to say his name. He's such a scumbag. But he was on the show called It's God's Money. He was arrested, and he didn't show up for court. And it's basically for racketeering all that God's money. You guys hear about that? Anyway, God wants his money, you know? Because God, he's one of those tough guy, mafia Italian guys. They did a DNA test on Jesus' dad, you know? Uh-huh. And they found out that he's Italian. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was a godfather. You come to me on this the day of my cousin's wedding, and you ask me to turn the water into wine. I knew it was you, Judas.
You broke my heart.
But what if he talked like a different Italian guy, you know, right? What if he talked like Mario? What if he was like, hey, it's a me, Jesus. He who's without sin, cast the first shell. Yippee. I knew it was you, Luigi. You broke my heart. Yeah, silly.
Yeah.
Silly. Okay, back to you, Robin Savage.
Okay, a Nepal veteran who fought in the Afghanistan war has become the first double amputee above the knee to climb Mount Everest. He used a variety of interchangeable prosthetics that included ice spikes and mountaineering boots as attachments. Inspector Gadget is now filing a copyright infringement lawsuit.
I'll get you, Gadget.
Ah, yeah, dude, that was
great.
Thank you.
Up top.
All right,
up top, Claw.
All right, next story.
Very dope.
Okay, Hollywood, Florida. A South Florida man said he was surprised to find an iguana in his toilet bowl. John Riddle told WSVN he noticed the bathroom door by his swimming pool was open Friday. As he went to close it, he saw an iguana in the bowl. Said Riddle, I guess he's going to have to get used to being dumped on.
Here, good luck. Thousands. This is, this you shouldn't be reading on the radio. Go ahead.
I should not.
Or anywhere.
Thousands of small blue creatures are washing up on the shores of California beaches.
Did you hear about that?
Ha!
Oh, go ahead.
Well, they thought they were victims' bodies from the Smurf-tanic. The Smurf-tanic.
Keep reading it. This is the funny part.
Smurf-tanic.
I wrote this for you to read.
They thought they were the victim's body from the Smurf-tanic, but they are actually... What are you doing to me, sir? Valela Valela, the favorite creature for stutterers to say out loud.
Vela Valela.
Vela Valela. Vela Valela, the favorite creature for stutterers to
say
out loud.
What's a Vela Valela?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's right there. Go ahead and tell us.
That's the technical name. Technical name is Colonial Hydrozoans phylum of Cynodaro eponymous genus of Valela. I learned a new language today.
That is the scientific
just
term.
Just now.
That's a
they aren't Smurf corpses. They didn't thousands of Smurf corpses didn't float up on shore. They're little round ball, blue balls. I think they're blue because their wives won't put out, so they killed themselves. Now they're washing up ashore. Valela, Valela.
Valela, Valela.
Oh, I want to tell this one, I guess. A woman with two vaginas who was born with two vaginas on OnlyFans tells her boyfriend he was in an interview with her on this Vogue magazine, that one of the vaginas is for him and the other one is for work. Now, you know what OnlyFans is, right, guys? Right, Matt? Yeah. Okay, well, he was upset, though, and he exclaimed, but wait a minute, I have two penises. Oh, history and news history. I got 2 minutes and some odd seconds left. We didn't do history and news yet.
Okay.
Laughs from the past.
I have a This Week in History. This Week in History, May 16th, 1984, Prince released the song When Doves Cry. Several doves have contacted Stand Up For News to set the record straight. We don't cry. We just have bad allergies, and we were cutting onions at the time.
You know why doves cry?
Why?
Well, one time this dove came home, and he was hanging his hat on the hat rack, and he had his briefcase. He was going to set it down, and he saw, like, through the hallway in the bedroom, there was a crow coming out of the shower and walking into his bedroom. So he started crying.
Here's one that was history. This will surely make history. Disney cast members associated with the local union are set to strike this summer, publicly demonstrating their desire for better pay. Said the cast member who plays Mickey Mouse, "Oh, I hope this works out. I can't afford to put cheese in my mouse hole."
Oh, man. This very day in 1935, the Babe hit his final 714th home run of his career. His trainer quoted by saying, "That'll do, pig. That'll do." Because he's the Babe.
Yeah.
Up top, buds.
Okay.
Bam, bam. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Woo-hoo.
We'll stand up for you. You can stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Thanks for singing along, guys.
Yay.
All right, see you next week, buds.